Okay, good morning, everybody, and Shavua Tov. On this Sunday morning, so up to Tehillim is where Tzadik Tula the Moshe Isha Elokim. So let me just begin by making an observation that Chazal make in the context of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. You know, when Moshe leaves Mitzrayim, he runs away as a refugee. Achenu Daha Devar. Moshe Rabbeinu says that he killed the Jew, and now his life is really in danger. Paro is hunting Moshe down. Ve'evakesh laro gus Moshe, and Moshe goes to Eretz Midian. He goes to the Be'er, and he saves the daughters of Midian. And that's how the story moves forward, and he's described there by the daughters of Yisrael as Ish Mitzri hitzilanu mi'ad ha'roim. He's an Ish Mitzri. And then, in the end of the Torah, and we have it at the beginning of this mizmor, v'zos ha'bracha asher birach Moshe Ish ha'elokim es b'nei Yisrael. He's called the Ish ha'elokim. He's not anymore called the Ish Mitzri. So Moshe Rabbeinu's story is a story of transformation. It's a story of a person's capacity to grow from an Ish Mitzri to an Ish ha'elokim. So let's just keep that sort of in the background as we go through the Mizmor. So the Mizmor's main motif, sort of the gap between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and human beings. B'terem harim yuladu. God's majesty is forever. And human beings, they may exist for a while, but then we return to literally a pulp. And therefore, you know, our only hope is to return to God. 1,000 years, generations, and centuries, millennia, it's like a single day. Like a night watch. And a human being, again, skipping ahead to Psukim, just comes and withers away. Baboker yatzitz v'chalaf l'erev yimola v'yaveish, to dry and to wither. And certainly we have no capacity to withstand divine anger. Ki chalinu v'apecha v'abachamascha nivhalnu. But if your wrath is set upon us, so then our capacity to withstand that is negligible. Doesn't exist. What can a human being really even aspire to? Pasuk Yed, Yimeshen Osenu Vahem Shivim Shana, maybe 70 years. Ivim Gvuros Shmonim Shana, Filaki 80 years. Robam Amal Vaaven Kigaz Chish Vanufa. So thank God, even with modern medicine and better nutrition, people now, thank God, are living even longer than that. Everybody should have Arichas Yamim Vishanim. Who's listening? To be sure, but David HaMelech himself only lives 70 years, and he's expressing a sentiment that, you know, life is very fleeting. Who can even imagine, let alone withstand, divine wrath, divine power? So again, David HaMelech, as he very often does, again by reflecting on the life of Moshe Rabbeinu, is highlighting the gap between human beings and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it could all be very, for lack of a better term, depressing, causes a sense of despair, hopelessness, sort of what's the meaning of our life. But let's not forget, let's go back to the beginning of the Mizmor, which tells a story of an Ish Ha'elokim, Tfilah Moshe Ish Ha'elokim, right? That Moshe transformed himself from an Ish Mitzri to an Ish Ha'elokim really in the last third of his life. It wasn't like he was doing this from birth, but he ran away from Midian, and the Ramban points out in the Torah that he spent many years and decades wandering. The last 40 years of his life is what turns him into Vayivi Shurin Melech, the leader of the Jewish people, is when he served as the Kohen Gadol during the Yimei HaMiluim, and it's when, of course, he became the embodiment of the Keser Torah, of the crown of Torah, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Morasha Kilas Yaakov. He was a late bloomer, he came of it at 80. So it demonstrates the capacity for human beings, not just Tashiv Enosh Adaka, to wither and to go away, but to really accomplish things that we're still here talking about so many millennia later. And the Mizmor concludes by noting exactly this point, that it may be true that objectively that the gap between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and human beings is an insuperable chasm, that we're just not able to even fathom how large it is, and it could lead us to think that we're so small, what difference do our lives possibly make? But the end of the Mizmor takes a completely different approach, that the more that we attach ourselves to Hashem, as Moshe Rabbeinu did, in his humility, and realize that, okay, maybe on our own our lives aren't that important, but if we attach ourselves to Hashem, something that's eternal, and we see ourselves here to perform His will, each of us to the best of our ability, then our lives become extremely significant. And therefore, Pasuk Yitzayin, Saveinu Baboker Chazdecha Niranu V'Nismecha B'chol Yomeinu, that we should be sated by God's chesed, and He will bring us not just a sense of meaning, but a sense of joy. Savachenu Kimosi Nisanu. Even if there are very challenging parts of this world, God can give us joy in proportion to that inui, to that affliction. Shnosra Inu Ra'ah. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is a beautiful drasha that Vayancha Vayarivacha, that we suffered 40 years in the desert. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Messianic era for 40 years. And according to that, Ira'ah Vadacha Fa'ulacha Vadarcha B'neichem. Right, so you should show your work to us, your servants, and your glory to the children. In other words, you should bring us close to you. And this is, of course, the last pasuk is the pasuk that we associate with Moshe Rabbeinu's petition when the Mishkan was built. V'inoam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu Maase Yadeinu Kodeno Aleinu Maase Yadeinu Kodeinu. So strengthen our hands. As the Mitzvah David says, don't allow a takala, don't allow us to slip. And so give us the strength to serve you properly. And so far from being despairing, far from being hopeless, on the contrary, it's as if we attach ourselves to Torah, if we attach ourselves to Hashem, then we're going to be able to have very meaningful lives, lives that we can be proud of, and lives whose meaning will continue to resonate even after physically we're no longer present. So even if we're no longer physically present, you know, our actions will continue to resonate. It's true of every Mishkan, it's true of every shul. The leaders of the past, those who contributed, we continue to benefit from all of their endeavors. As the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, v'tzidkasam omedes la'ad, it just stays with us. We always stand on their shoulders. We always try to build off the work of the previous generations. So on the one hand, man must be very humble. We must be very humble on the one hand, and on the other hand, we should really have a very strong sense of the opportunities and the potential of life. You should strengthen our hand.